It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergy's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Welcome back to Rupp Arena here in downtown Lexington. Dan Manning and Glenn Leverage are ready for the final game of the quarterfinal round of this 2024 Kentucky Healthcare Sweet 16. And coming up, a couple of Louisville teams, Louisville Trinity and Vangel Christian, and just a little bit of difference in the size of these two schools. Glenn will tell us about that later on. Yes. But I think it'll be a great game, just knowing what I know of these two teams. I've seen Vangel a few times, haven't had a chance to get a look at Trinity yet, but, of course, they won both these teams winning opening round games. We will come back. We've just seen a thriller. It doesn't sound like it when you get the final score of 85-71 in overtime, but it was a thriller because coming from behind to get a win, the Harlan County Black Bears to move into the semifinal round coming up tomorrow in game number two against the winner of this game coming up. We'll return. We'll be courtside. We'll catch up with the two head coaches right after we step out. 90 seconds, you're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
We've got Glenn Leverage here, just getting ready for Dan Manley to start interviewing the coaches. While he's on his way doing it, I can't tell you how proud I am to be able to work with Dan and just the communication skills he has and the confidence with these coaches. Not everybody gets to do this, so we're in with a special treat. So let's go to Dan Manley.
Brent Saxton, the head coach of the Trinity Shamrocks. Brent, what year did you play here in the Sweet 16?
2004. I was telling you, some days it felt like yesterday, and then some days it feels like it was 100 years ago. But I tell you, coaching, playing, it never gets old being here.
And you're a twin.
I am, identical. The better-looking twin, a lot of people say.
Yeah, and obviously the smartest.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Smartest, funniest.
What's your brother doing now?
So he's in Louisville. He's in human resources for a company called Creation Gardens.
Yeah. How long have you been actually the head coach now and with Mike Sabo? Everybody seems to be kind of quiet about that. I mean, he wants privacy, I think.
Correct, he does. It's around January. The second week of January, more or less, is when I sort of took over the interim role. And again, I think it's something that, a lot like our team, as the season progressed, I think everybody sort of became more comfortable with what was going on.
Are you still in much communication with him?
Yeah, so, you know, the family has decided to be very private about it. I think from 20 years of knowing and playing and coaching with him, I think I have a pretty good idea of, you know, his thoughts, how he would coach, and what he'd tell the guys.
So how would he coach this team? How is he going to coach this team tonight in this quarterfinal round game?
Well, this Evangel team is really, really good, and they're really talented. And so we would love to keep this thing in the half court, turn it into a rock fight, if you will. But if we need to get up and down, you know, that's what we're prepared to do.
Very good guard play. And Larry Miller is one of the most unusual coaches anybody will ever meet. And yet, this team, he's got to really seem to have them under pretty good control and everything, and they're going to do what he tells them, and he's probably got good ideas.
Yeah, I got to ask him how he got that pickle juice in here. You know, that's, I need to steal that one. But so he was at Moore when I played, and he has just done a fantastic job with this team and getting these talented guys to really buy in and sacrifice for each other. And any other night, they're a lot of fun for me to watch. And, you know, tonight, hopefully, they're not as much fun.
It's great to have teams where everybody contributes. And yet, when it comes crunch time, you got to have that guy or maybe the two guys that are going to kind of take over. Who are those guys for Trinity?
Yeah, so obviously, I think it all starts with Dre Vassar. You know, Dre has been sort of a linchpin for us all year. And last night, I thought when we needed a really good possession, and not just from a scoring standpoint, when we needed to take a deep breath and just get a good possession, he was kind of the guy that would step in and make sure that the right play was made. And then the great thing about our team is that different nights it's been different people. And so you look at guys like Alex Johnson and Jaden Johnson and Julius Edmonds, you know, any one of those three, when we need to make a play, we feel confident as a staff can go do it for us.
I don't want to continue to bring Coach Sabo into this as much as I probably
legend.
Am. But what I do want to say is this a kind of a team, or these are the kind of guys, is this a win one for the Gipper type of deal this whole tournament?
Yeah, I certainly, it's hard to get away from that. And I think that's such a testament to Coach and what he meant to the Trinity community and what he means to these guys. And It's easy for us to say, look, this is bigger than us. And just being here at Rupp, I think you can feel that pageantry, and obviously it's the Sweet 16. So it's a lot bigger than just Trinity. And we're kind of doing this for Coach, but also for the alumni and the students behind us and the faculty and everybody that's played a part up to this point. This is kind of what we're doing it for.
Tradition's worth a few points, isn't it?
We like to think so. Let's hope it's worth a few tonight.
And, if we have a battle between the student bodies, I think you all will win if everybody comes in here. I think
we'll have the numbers. I think we'll have the numbers, so I feel pretty good about that.
That's excellent. I'll be back tomorrow. Hope to maybe talk to you again, and good luck.
I'd love it. Thank you.
We'll be back in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
All right, good evening. Glenn Leverage back here getting ready for the Trinity Louisville Evangel Christian School. I tell you, it's amazing, you know, the history that Trinity has here, been here seven times. There are five teams that have been here. This is their first time ever, and one of them is Evangel Christian. Small school in Louisville. They meet in a church. We show that they have 37 total students. Of course, Trinity has 1,300. So Dan is working his way down now to talk to Coach Larry Miller. Here he is. Now he's working toward him now. And we're going to have a nice coach with Dan.
Hey, we're back now. We got the head coach of the Evangel Eagles. And did you pick the Eagles name out, Larry?
No, I did not. That was there before I got there.
It's a good nickname.
Yeah, I hope we can live up to it tonight. We need to fly tonight. That'd be great for us.
What about the sense in Louisville? You haven't played Trinity. Have you ever played Trinity before?
I played Trinity many times when I was at Moore, several times when I was at Mayo. We played them this summer in the summers at Evangel, but summers mean absolutely nothing. So it'll be a challenge. We're looking forward to it.
What will it take? What are really the key factors of this game tonight?
Key factor for us is we want to get the game in the 70s. It's also very important that we get on the defensive boards. Last night, looking back at the game, we watched film today. We played excellent defense. We pushed the ball a lot better than I thought we did when I was actually at the game. But we didn't rebound well. So that's something we've got to do better tonight.
It's fascinating to go back and even when you're sitting here as a coach, watching it from close up, you watch it again and you see some different things, don't you?
You sure do, and that's the only way the players can learn because, they see it, and the eye in the sky doesn't lie, and, you know, coaches can tell you anything, but until you see it firsthand visually, a lot of times it's hard to get on the right page.
I'm amazed at how the two guards go back and forth in terms of who's going to kind of take charge, who's going to kind of lay back a little bit. It seems like it's strictly by feel. They seem to sense maybe who's got the hot hand, who can drive on their man, that type of thing.
Well, they're great. They're great players, and they play well together. And it's been a real pleasure to coach them. Kyron for 3 years, Christian for two, and it's been a lot of wins. I think I told somebody today, Kyron's 3 years at Evangel. He's 81-22 is the record. So that's or 81-23 is the record. So that's just a phenomenal record for a player. And then Christian, last 2 years, 59-12. So they won a lot of games, a lot of big games.
What a freshman you've got in W.R. White.
Yeah, he had a great game last night on the biggest stage. He had his best game of the year. So, but he's continued to get better all year. So really happy with his progress.
And you've also got a guy, Johnny DeGima, who I know you think any game, Johnny DeGima could step up and do a lot of stuff. It's kind of amazing to watch him. He's been hurt a lot, I know. And can he impact this game?
Yeah, he can. Him and Ben both can impact this game, particularly if they get on the boards and rebound against Edmonds and keep Edmonds off the board. That's the key. So they're big factors in this game.
They're letting them play in this tournament, aren't they?
They sure have. They sure have. Butler County was a really good opponent, very physical and very tough, physically and mentally, and hopefully gets us ready for tonight.
Hey, Larry, it's always a pleasure to visit with you. I'll come back tomorrow, and maybe we'll be here one more time, maybe two more times. Who knows?
I hope so. That'd be a blessing.
Hey, thanks
so much.
Appreciate you,
Dan.
Hey,
right.
Larry Miller, the head coach of Evangel Christian, and we'll be back. We'll take a 90-second timeout. Glenn Leverage has a lot of information still to share with you. We'll return for that 90 seconds from now here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
All right, Glenn Leverage back here. Welcome to Rupp Arena. We're getting set for the second round tonight between Evangel Christian and Trinity Louisville. How lucky we were to hear Dan Manley interview Coach Brett Sexton from Trinity and Coach Larry Miller, who's coached at Moore. He's coached at Manual. He's now Evangel Christian. Evangel Christian is one of five teams. This is the first time that they've ever made an appearance to the state tournament this year, along with those five. And if you saw them on the court, you'd say, what? This is their first time? But they're a young, new school in Louisville, and you know how difficult it is to come out of Region 6 and Region 7. Evangel Christian is the champions of Region 6. They're nicknamed the Eagles. Their colors are red, white, and navy. They're Louisville, Jefferson County. They show that they have 37 students. And the coach is Larry Miller. So we're anxious to see them. I had the opportunity to watch them yesterday. They had a great game against Butler County, and they've had a season of 29-6. They're led by Christian Dreher, D-O-E-R-R. He's a 6'3" senior guard. He's already been offered at least from Jacksonville State. He averages 17 points a game. Trinity is the name I know most of you are familiar with. Has been a king of basketball and football, Trinity, St. X. But tonight we have Louisville Trinity, the Shamrocks. They're 26-7. They're champions of Region 7. Their nicknames are the Shamrocks. Their colors are green and white. They have 1,261 students. So if you look at the crowd that they have brought tonight compared with the Evangel Christian crowd, well, you can imagine if it's a game of crowds, there's no question Trinity will exceed that tonight. They're coached by Brett Sexton, and this is their seventh Sweet 16 appearance. They've won two titles. They won 2019 was their last title, and they've just had a successful record here with Kentucky High School Athletic Association. They're led by Julius Edmonds, a 6'6" junior guard. He's had offers from Ohio and Southeast Missouri. He averages 12 points a game. Also, Jaden Johnson is a 6'5" sophomore, 12 points a game and 5 rebounds, and good balance there. And also Alex Johnson. They're very well balanced. They have a strong emphasis going inside and shooting from outside. You're going to find tonight as we broadcast and bring you the game that Evangel Christian really enjoys the fast break and getting on the outlet pass and pressing. And they like to score in the 70s. You also heard Brett Sexton say, we'd like to slow this tempo down a little bit, demonstrate some control of the game, not certainly stall and prohibit the game from being what they want and what the fans want it to be, but it's completely two different strategies, as was articulated to Coach to Dan. So that sets the stage for the game tonight, and I'm so excited about it, Dan, and glad you're back from interviewing the coaches, and I've set the stage of telling our fans about these two teams for tonight.
So we are as the teams are warming up and continuing right now. Again, if you missed the last game, folks, you missed a dandy, because quite a performance by Trent Noah. The whole team. When somebody scores 48 points, you mentioned him first. But, the whole team, quite a comeback by Harlan County. And talk with some of the Campbell County people as they were leaving. They say, hey, great season. Didn't really think that we necessarily would be here. Knew we could get here, but didn't know we'd be here. Great year. No regrets. And you kind of like that. It was a great crowd that was on hand here. And we're going to be back. We get all the pregame activities coming up right after we step out for 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit AmbergesFarmMachinery.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please stand and remove your caps as the Henry County High School Choir pays tribute to America in the singing of our national anthem.
County Wildcat Chorale, and what a great rendition of our national anthem. I think there are about 22 female voices and 4 male voices in that, and it's amazing how they make the perfect blend. But it works well and beautifully played here on the big screen at Rupp Arena. And now we're getting the starting lineups ready to be introduced. All team on the scoreboard: Trinity, the Shamrocks in white, green numerals and trim, and down the way in blue and white are the Eagles of Evangel Christian.
in Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky in the 2024 UK Healthcare Kentucky High School Athletic Association Boys Sweet 16, celebrating the 106th anniversary of Kentucky State Championship Basketball Tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Tonight's game features the Eagles of Evangel Christian, champions of the 6th region, your visiting team, and the Shamrocks of Trinity, champions of the 7th region, your home team. And now, fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. Here are your starting lineups in alternating fashion, beginning with the visiting team. For Evangel Christian, at guard, number 2, Christian Doerr. For Trinity, at center, number 0, Julius Edmonds. For Evangel Christian, at center, number 4, Ben Mukadi. For Trinity, at guard, number 1, Lance Chandler. For Evangel Christian, at guard, number 5, Kyron Tilley. For Trinity, at guard, number 2, Dre Vassar. For Evangel Christian, at forward, number 11, Isaiah Chitapa. For Trinity, at forward, number 11, Jaden Johnson. For Evangel Christian, at forward, number 23, Davier White. For Trinity, at forward, number 13, Alex Johnson. And now introducing the head coaches for the Eagles, Larry Miller. For the Shamrocks, Brett Saxton. Your game officials are Andy Thomason, Raymond Lightfoot, Drew Ransdell, and the alternate is Terry Carter.
It'll be Evangel Christian going from right to left on your dial here in this first half of play. Trinity, their bench is right in front of us. 32 minutes separates. Brett Saxton, he impresses me as a guy who's probably going to sit in his seat most of the game. I don't know about that. Yeah. I'm anxious to see.
He's got two aggressive coaches here, but they pass for football players and coaches.
He's got bodyguards if he needs them right there.
And he's what, 6'6", maybe?
He's probably 6'4", maybe.
6'4".
Yeah, the Saxon twins, they were great players. Fun to watch. Fun team to watch. Here we go. Into a jump center. Julius Edmonds will jump it up. And he's jumping against Ben McCarty, and the tip controlled by Evangel. And they'll head off to the left side of your dial here to begin our game. As Doerr has the ball, dribbling right. Goes all the way down the baseline. Spins, goes back outside. There's the freshman with the ball. Davier White down the left side to Tilley. Tilley looking. Mukadi. They're just working the perimeter right now, kind of getting a feel for the defense, and you can bet for Trinity it is going to be good, solid man-to-man. Doerr couldn't get a shot away, almost took it. Now Chitapa down the right baseline, spinning around Mukadi. Forces up a jump shot that rolls off, and the rebound taken by Trinity. They get it off the glass in a hurry as it was Andre Vassar that got it. Now, coming back outside, nothing in transition for the Shamrocks, and Alex Jackson, the 6'4 senior, decides to go back out and set it up. Andre Vassar with it. Vassar goes down the right side, and it's off the hands of Lance Chandler, but it'll be out of it right in front of the Evangel bench, and they say Evangel touched it last.
I think the ref's the only one who saw that. Both teams were heading back down the floor.
Andre Vassar brings it in. Out on top is Lance Chandler, he's a little 5'10 junior. Spins and weaves and goes off the right side. Doesn't have anything.
Ooh.
Now it's knocked away. And sending a pass ahead to Chitapa. Oh. Shot is blocked, but a foul is called.
I saw nothing but ball.
Jaden Johnson. Jaden Johnson is 6'5", 180-pound sophomore for Trinity. And he came right down and the... Coach Brett Saxton, he is standing up, and he's just looking at the official and waiting for the official, I think, more than anything to come over and explain to him what he saw on that play. Free throw is up and good by Isaiah Chitapa, a 6'3 senior, putting Evangel on the board first here in tonight's final quarterfinal round game. A couple of dribbles. Chitapa fires the free throw. No good, hard off the back of the iron. Rebound comes out. Chitapa ends up getting it back. Tilly takes it. Left side. And there's a three put up, and it rims out.
Whoa.
Put up by Xavier White. Rebounded back by McConney. He gets the rebound again. And battles, and the ball goes off of his knee, deflected off, and out of bounds. Looking over the Trinity bench, Jaden Johnson saying, Coach, I'm doing everything I can to get that rebound. I know you want me to get it. I'm after it. Entry pass, full court press. Comes in. Getting the ball is Andre Vassar, in the 6'3", 185-pound senior, guarded by Chitapa.
Wow.
He gets the tough defensive assignment. Look at those two go down the floor. He feeds it down in the lane, putting up the shot. No good is Julius Edmonds, and rebounded by McCotty. Well, they're battling in there. Here's Chitapa down. Pulls up from 17 feet. No good. Way too hard.
Oh, wow.
Rebound. Knocked out of bounds by McCotty. He came in late trying to see if he could knock that off a Trinity player. Couldn't do it. Shamrocks get the ball back. We played almost 2 minutes, and we're looking for a field goal. Evangel with a 1-0 lead. Down the left side, working with it is Jaden Johnson. Ball gets tapped into backcourt. He gets it back. Comes down the left side, goes in, goes up from 12. Banks it, no good. It just rolled over the rim, and Kristen Dorr comes down with the ball on the dribble, left hand, across the key. Doesn't have anything. Hands to Tilly. Kyron will fire a deep three. Good. Kyron Tilly buries a deep three-point shot, and it's 4-0 Evangel as we're 2.5 minutes into the game.
Christian Dare, he's looking at Jacksonville State, Dan. He's leaning toward that. He hasn't made the sign yet.
Driving down in the lane and putting it up, no good, but being fouled for Trinity is Alex Jackson, and he'll go to the line. That personal will be against the freshman, Davier White. I want to call him, it should be Davier White. Yeah, it's like Xavier. It's D-A-V-I-E-R. And here at the free throw line is Alex Johnson. The free throw is up and good.
Nice touch for a big man. I really enjoyed the comments with you where Coach Sexton said, we're going to try to slow the tempo. And then Miller said, we have to score in the 70s. We need to score in the 70s to win.
4-2. Left side, driving the baseline. Dorr goes under. Reverse layup, good. Took it in on the left side. Went under, laid it back up and in. 6-2. Evangel with the lead. Vassar has it on the offensive end. Chitapa really hanging with him and really pressuring him.
Goodness.
Here's the handoff going to Jackson. He goes down left side of the lane. Flips it up off the glass. No good. He hits the deck. Rebound out. Xavier White gets it ahead to Dorr. Doesn't have numbers, but he's going to the glass. Lays it up and in. Christian Dorr. We get a timeout taken by Trinity as Evangel opens up an 8-2 lead, and we'll be back in a half minute.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Brett Saxon going to a timeout, just 3:13 into the game, and we get a change made in the lineup as coming in for Trinity is going to be Kerwin Berry, a 6'3 sophomore, and also into the contest right now is Avery Frasher, a junior. He's got the ball trying to dribble against Tilly and keeps the dribble, goes down the left side of the lane, knocked away from him, picked up, and Jackson's got it. Working around the perimeter, hands it off to Kerwin Berry, and he doesn't have anything. The Trinity offense looks a little bit dismantled right now. The long three put up by Andre Vassar was no good, rebounded by Evangel. Here is Tilly, handles it so well. He backs away on the dribble. Now he's going to get a high screen by McCotty. Rubs right, goes up, 15-footer, no good. McCotty goes and gets the rebound, puts it up, no good. A lot of contact. Rebound Trinity. Jackson's got it. Heads down the middle of the floor, keeps the dribble, goes left side. No shot coming from Avery Frasher, but now down the lane, Jackson gets it back and floats it up and in from about 10 feet away.
He didn't shoot the traditional jump shot. He shot it on the way up.
8-4, Frasher with all 4 points, or Frasher with his first two, and that's the first field goal for Trinity. And you hear the Trinity fans off to our left filling up the lower part of. We've really got a pretty good crowd here.
Yeah.
Again, you don't have the student volume. The end zones aren't filled up like they are a lot of times. Here is Davier White, floats it left corner, door drives the baseline hard, cut off, spins, weaves, goes up, missed it off the side of the board. Not a good decision. Lead pass ahead, Trinity going under, laying it up and in is Carrion Berry. His first two, 8-6, and now coming down here, the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be played by Van Gell, and Johnny DeGima is going to come in for Van Gell along with Brayden Trice, and we're going to get a timeout. We've got 2:59 to go. A quickly moving opening quarter. We're inside the 3-minute mark already. Van Gell 8, Trinity 6. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Kaufman Mortuary Parlor understands the economical stress our country is in, which reflects on all of us individually. Unfortunately, death is something we cannot alter. But fortunately, you now have an economical choice during these times. At Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, we offer a full-service funeral home experience. We have a beautiful, quaint chapel to handle the small and private services, but the use of churches or a facility of your choice is offered to handle your larger service needs. People caring for people. Kaufman Mortuary Parlor, located on South Queen Street.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no mower that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Van Gell gets the ball in. Door hands right back to Tilly, who drives right, goes up from 14 feet. Good.
He wanted enough, exactly the same shot he had. He just barely missed. He made that one.
Tilly knocks it down, and it's 10-6, the lead. Trinity with the ball. Dribbling out front is Berry. Gives it over to Frasher, who had a cutter inside, couldn't get him the ball, and now he's in trouble. The ball is lost. They get over and back. And right now, really having trouble handing the ball is Avery Frasher. And up off the Trinity bench comes Josiah Lawson. He's going to come in for Frasher, and we're also going to get Jaden Johnson back into the game. And also we're going to get Dore out for Van Gell. They've got DeGima in the game along with Brayden Trice.
Again, I'm going to throw this out there. I watch a lot of basketball, but I don't think I've ever seen two guards pressure like Van Gell does.
Oh, here's Tilly. Couldn't get a shot away. Tried to go into McCotty. Almost lost it. DeGima gets it and hands it back outside. DeGima had to battle for that one. And they're going one-on-one against Julius Edmonds. Here is Tilly. 2:10 to play in the quarter. 4-point lead for Van Gell. Tilly crossover. He's going to go up from 18 feet. Whoa. Good.
Same spot again.
Tilly's got 7. Dore's got 4. The lead is 12-6.
Look at this pressure, man. Look at this pressure.
Satapa is a great defender. And now we get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Satapa. Yeah, he gets the foul call. That's his first.
He's the
Coach Larry Miller is saying, wasn't that a 5 count?
Oh.
He thought the ball should have been turned over because of the time, but 1:52 to go in the quarter. It's going to be inbounded. The ball is tipped back. Boy, Dorr back into the game, and he's defending the inbounder. And now coming back into the game, Chitapa is going to come out with that first foul. It's not bad. You know, Chitapa's been playing so hard. He just got a foul. Don't only pick up that second quick one, give him a breather, and he'll be back in.
He kept asking, what did I do? Tell me what I did.
Josiah Lawson with it out front for Trinity. He's working against the little guy, Braden Trice. Backing away on the dribble is Lawson. Now he starts in, goes off the right side. Can't get free. They swing it back on the left. Andre Vassar with the ball. Drives off behind the screen, goes for the basket, goes inside, put it off the side of the board. And a foul is going to be on Johnny Dejima. I don't know. He was a long way from that.
Long way from that ball. And then he actually fully extended the ball out between beyond the play. He could. There's no way he could reach him.
Minute 28 to play in the opening quarter at the free throw line as Andre Vassar puts the free throw up and in. First point for Andre, as Coach Brent Sexton said, he's the guy that has to kind of stand out a little bit on offense. They need him scoring in this game. Free throw is up and good again. 12-8. Trinity down by four. You know, it seems like really Evangel has outplayed him pretty well here in the first quarter. But, it's a four-point game. I mean, turnover and a three. And
that's right.
Here is Davier White, wide open, top of the key, but passed up the shot. Dorr dribbles left. And dribbled off his foot. Goes and gets it, though. Recovered it over on the sideline. Hands it off to Tilly. Now back to Dorr. Dorr drives into a double team. They took it away. Lead pass ahead to Vassar, but they threw it away. Tilly went down there and got it. Tilly heads back the other way. Tilly down the right side. They send it cross court. And Davier White comes down on his ankle, not good.
That happens, Dan, so much.
Stepped off, or he missed his shot, and he goes out of bounds.
But he stepped on the defensive player's foot. You know, if that's called the NBA, it's a technical. They're trying to protect the offensive player now. But if you deliberately, if you deliberately plant your feet underneath that, but it's amazing it doesn't happen more than what it does.
It's Evangel's ball. They send it into Chitapa, who's back in the lineup. Boy, Chitapa being defended hard, too. Here's Tilly with it. Tilly against Jackson, left side door. Passed up a three. Chitapa, three out of the left corner. No good. Rebounded by Vassar.
No consideration.
Long pass down, and it's off the hand of Jaden Johnson, and out of bounds and right back. Trying to throw long was Vassar.
Coach Miller wants to score 70 points. Tilly looked down to him with 40 seconds. Do you want to hold the last shot? Miller said no. So he fired a three from the corner and missed. What a philosophy. It's fun to play for like that.
Tilly has on the offensive end with 25 seconds to go, and now they're going to try to play for the last shot. Possession arrow to begin the second quarter belongs to Trinity. Dribbling out, Tilly standing all by himself. Dorr is over here on the left side. Vassar is on that wing to defend. Here's Tilly, 7 seconds to go. Tilly looking, spins, weaves, goes to Dorr, an open three left of the key, no good. Rebound, battle for, and falls to the floor, and the first quarter is over. Evangel Christian 12, Trinity 8. 8 minutes into this game, and we'll be back here after we step out 1 minute.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save a Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town and Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town and Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town and Country Home Decor.
Trinity took just six shots in that first quarter, made a couple of them, missed only three, but four from the line. Evangel, 5 of 15 from the field, made a three out of five tries and one of two from the line. And rebounds, 8-5 in favor of Evangel. That's how we go statistically. The turnovers, Trinity, four turnovers and two on Evangel, the only points. 3 points scored off a turnover by Evangel as we begin the second quarter with the ball belonging to the Trinity Shamrocks, and they'll have a chance to cut into this 4-point advantage.
It's amazing. Look at the schedule of the teams that they play, each team from the 6th and 7th region, and no question, no surprise that they can make it to the state tournament playing the schedule they do.
Here, right corner, a three is on the way, and it's no good. As put up and missed by Jaden Johnson. The ball goes out of bounds, and Evangel will play it.
I think Tilly wanted to shoot that last shot there on that right wing. He hit two out of three.
Just couldn't quite get enough daylight.
Yeah.
Dorr skips it over to Tilly on the right side right now. Across the court pass, Tilly dribbles top of the key. He dribbles quickly, and now he fires a three. It's in and out. Rebound. McCotty gets it, spins, weaves, goes up, puts it in. Ben McCotty with his first two. McCotty is a 6'8", 200-pound junior, 14-8. On the drive, Josiah Lawson goes into the lane, sends it over the left baseline, Julius Edmonds, back and putting it up and missing that shot. Andre Vassar under pressure, down to White, goes into the lane, can't get a shot, spins, 15-footer good.
And foul.
And foul. Davier White making a tough shot right there. And draws the foul from Alex Jackson, who gets his first foul, and with 7:04 to go here in the opening half.
Then our stat sheet shows they have 37 students, and I've asked a couple people, I'm thinking maybe 100 and something, but they said, no, that's...
They have... What they have is they have about 150 students downline, Glenn, from the student body. They haven't had space.
Yeah.
And they're in the
church.
I think they're remodeling a facility now where they can have. They say they have a lot of people wanting to come to school and there. But here, 17-8 after the three-point conclusion, and now driving the right baseline and putting it up and missing it is Jaden Johnson. Not a real good shot.
Didn't finish. But what unbelievable move down the baseline and then gets up there at the rim. Had the choice to use the board, elected not to, but you got to finish.
So Evangel gets the ball back. They can go to a double-figure lead right here. Tilly dribbling around behind a high screen by McCotty. Hands to Dorr. Dorr is being defended out there by Josiah Lawson, who, and now Dorr moves to the left, fires a three, good. Just got a little space, and we got a timeout taken by Trinity as Dorr now. He has 7 points. Tilly has 7 points. They're on a run. They lead it 20-8. 6.5 minutes to go here before halftime, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
You remember that name? He's
we've got 6.5 minutes to go here in the first half. The lead belongs to Evangel Christian. They are up 20-8 on Trinity. It was a 12-8 game at the quarter break, so we got an 8-0 run going right now to begin this second quarter in a minute and a half for Evangel. And they have had all five of their starters break into the scoring column, and they're putting pressure on. Here is Tilly. Look at him move those feet as he guards Lance Chandler down the floor. Chandler goes in the lane, runs it up, left-hand shot, no good. Rebound out of the floor. Chitapa runs it down, and then Chitapa is going to be fouled. It's not tough not to make that call, and yet it's kind of a 50-50. The foul goes against Julius Edmonds. They were battling for the ball, and I guess it was going to be, hey, whoever gets the ball, the other guy is going to get a foul.
And both players, you know, kept their pace to at least half court.
Entry pass, Dorr finally breaks free. Dorr dribbling out beyond the three-point line, right side, gives back to Tilly, who
marks
calling signals and man-to-man defense. And Tilly left his man, goes up from 17, no good. Rebound comes out taken by Andre Vassar, runs down the right side, but boy, there's Chitapa. Vassar takes him toward the lane, sends it out on the far side, getting the ball to Berry, who's back in the game right now. Berry didn't start, been in and out a couple of times. Now Vassar drives left side, cut off by Chitapa. Down in the lane, they shovel it back out again. Down to the baseline, Jaden Johnson. And now Jackson goes in, stops, puts it up, and it doesn't go. He hits the deck. Rebound taken by Dorr. Jackson is going to be called for the foul, or maybe just out of bounds, I guess. He didn't call a foul, I don't think. Wow.
We had such a good angle on that one, Dan.
AJ! Now, this is... AJ! It's a little bit like hockey. That's the best description I can give you.
And with Evangel, it's hard to follow the puck or the ball.
Here is Tilly, hands to White. Chitapa, right side. Now, Tilly goes over the right side, but gets the door. Drives through the lane. Chitapa, they move the ball quickly down inside. Locati turns left into the lane, goes up. He got hit right in the face, missed the shot. Wow. Not protecting the shooter there. Quickly down, going under, flipping it up and in. Is Berry. Berry has his second field goal.
He's got great size and flexibility.
Trinity needed that one. They needed points. It's 20-10, under 5 minutes to go. You know, and McCotty, he didn't.
No.
He didn't flinch. He just took the punishment.
Right in the face.
Here's Dorr. Goes up from the free throw line. He got knocked away. He got his arm pulled as he missed that shot. Back the other way, going under, missing. Or hitting the driving layup is Andre Vassar. And it is 20-12. So a little 4-0 run going for Trinity right now. 4.5 minutes to play. First half, Tilly. Tilly on the dribble, but can't get away from the defender out there. He's being guarded by Lance Chandler. Goes inside, goes underneath Dorr, trying to get up for the shot, and he is fouled. And a personal foul is going to go against Jaden Johnson. That's his second. And I tell you what, they're Trinity very, very confident that that wasn't a foul.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they're...
I think me and the crowd were, too.
Saxton is talking to the official right now, because Brett Saxton, and we're going to go to the free throw line. Christian Dorr will step up there.
Trinity started a little bit slow in the year. The transition, many of these are football players, and you can tell by their size. Not bulk is not the right word, but just their
really
size
strong.
And strength. Really strong.
Free throw is up and good by Dorr, and that's his 8th point. And for the Shamrocks comes Rocco Pfeiffer. R-O-C-C-O.
Rocco.
P-F-E-I-F-F-E-R. And the free throw by Dorr is no good. The long rebound is lost out of bounds. It's going to be Trinity's ball. Touchdown. Dorr trying to get it back. And touched it last. Jaden Johnson with that second foul is out of the Trinity lineup right now with 4:15 still to play in the opening quarter or opening half, and it's 21-12. Coming down across the timeline, Lance Johnson gives it to Vassar. Vassar, they list him 6'3", 185. I don't think he's that tall, but he's really strong. He puts up a 17-footer good.
You talk about a linebacker. Goodness gracious.
He was right on the three-point line, too, there. But 21-14. So Vassar getting going a little bit. He's got six. Here's a little guy, Braden Trice. Bounces it to the free throw line, and the jump shot put up no good by Chautauqua. And Trinity the rebound. Outlet pass intercepted by Tilly. Tilly heads right back the other way. Heads top of the key. Goes up from 14 feet. Got it blocked. And back the other way. Here with the ball is Lance Chandler. He comes all the way down. Goes for the basket. Lifts it up and in. And a blocking
foul. What a shot. What a finish. Switched hands and midstream. You talk about determination and drive and size. That size and bulk got him to the goal.
Andreas Jimenez Conway, 6'3", 175-pound junior, checked in. He got the foul, and he's right back out. He's a three-point shooter. Tilly's now going to get a little breather. At the free throw line is Lance Chandler, and his first basket of the game, and now he'll try to cut the lead to 4 points. So very quick recovery by Trinity to get right back in this game. Shot no good. McCotty with a rebound. So the lead stays at 5 points, 21-16. Dorr with it right now. And almost has it taken away. The ball got touched in the backcourt. He goes and gets it. Dorr still on the dribble with it. He never gave it up. Chautauqua. Dorr takes it right back. Dorr now picked up by Jackson on a switch. McCotty a high screen. Dorr is picked up by Berry. Goes inside. McCotty goes under, lays it up and in with the left hand.
Didn't put the ball down, Dan. I bring it up all the time.
Well,
so,
the
Bill Walton fundamentals.
The switch that time, and Dorr recognized it, got it to McCotty on a smaller man. Now DeGima's going to come back in. Here is Jackson losing the ball. It's on the floor. We get a jump ball, I think. Now tying him up was Xavier White. And we get a timeout on the floor with 2:37 to play here in the first half. It's Evangel Christian, 23, Trinity, 16, and we'll be back. More action in the quarterfinal round of the Sweet 16 when we return in 90 seconds.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhen.com.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family. Brett Saxon is pretty calm in front of us.
Yes, he is.
His team's down by seven, and Evangel that lead and the ball.
But
Dorr.
His calmness is offset by his assistance.
Here is Xavier White, gives it to Dorr. Back to White on the left side of the key, but trying to dump it into Johnny DeGima. Off his hand and out of bounds. Not a real good pass.
Get to it.
Johnny DeGima is 6'8". He's very thin. He's very quick. But, again, he's had a lot of A lot of leg problems over the course of his career.
Oh.
You kind of wonder if some small college might take a shot and say, hey, maybe we get this kid healthy. He might be a player for us, some small school. Here driving right side of the key over here is Lance Chandler. Now Vassar takes it, lay on the left, goes down the left side up over Chautauqua and banked it in.
That's the old-fashioned, the board.
Pretty shot right there by Vassar. 23-18, under two to play here in the first half. Jimmy Powell's going to join us at halftime from over in Winchester. And here's the ball in the hands of Tilly. Tilly being defended out there by Berry. Comes on the left side to Dorr. Dorr against Vassar. To G-May out beyond the three-point line. Takes. He gives right back down to Tilly. They flash people out. Tilly looking. Now Dorr beyond the top of the key. Vassar's got him measured. DeGima trying to give him a screen, and Dorr goes up for a three. Good. Wow. When you're working hard on defense, those kind of plays, they take it. That's a dagger. And down inside, we get a whistle and a foul, I think, on Dobby or White.
And they most all the players have the green light for Trinity. Of course, you know, nowhere wants the 70 points plus.
Dobby or White gets his second foul. He's going to come out of the game now, be replaced by Braden Trice, a little guard. They lose some size and scoring, but Trice, a good defender, good ball handler. Free throw line. It's carry on Berry. It's K-E-R-I-A-W-N. Puts the free throw up and in. 26-19. He'll have another shot coming. Out of the training lineup, Jaden Johnson, another substitution made. Jackson comes back in. Berry, Isaac, fires it, got it. Looked very smooth on those. He's got 6 points off the bench. 26-20 the lead. Minute five to play. First half of action. Possession there with Trinity right now. Here Trice goes down the baseline. They get over the right side, but no shot. Driving in the lane. Putting it up his door.
Great ball.
Couldn't get it, but he gets fouled.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about some, you know, I've heard about the dribble drive. I mean, that's what they play. This is a, they set up, and then the three of the other players crash the board. The other player goes back. It's a very patterned offense.
Rocco Pfeiffer got the foul and the free throw by Christian Dorr is up and good.
Jaden Thompson and Julius Benson.
Now we get a couple of new players back in for Trinity. Vassar is back in the game. Julius Edmonds is in there along with Jaden Johnson. Pretty much their starting crew back in there. Free throw up and good. Dora having a big first half. Point wise, he's got 13. The lead is 28-20. Under a minute to play before halftime. Oh, great move made. Going for the basket. Missing the driving layup under pressure from DeGima was Lance Chandler. Now, if they get the rebound back, and then they lose it. Picked up by Tilly. Tilly running. Stops from 15. Jump shot, no good. Battle for the rebound. Pulled out of there by Berry. His long pass down. Chandler goes in on the left side, gets fouled.
Dare really wanted that ball, Dan. Dare was releasing on the left side about 10 feet in front. And he really, really wanted that pass.
So here is Lance Chandler at the free throw line for two shots.
His first personal.
Trying to cut into this 8-point lead with 28.9 seconds to go in the first half. The shot is up and good. Chandler's a junior. Edmonds a junior. Chandler's a junior. Avery Frasher we saw earlier. Pfeiffer, they're juniors. Josiah Lawson is a junior. Jaden Johnson is a sophomore. Free throw is up and good. A pair of free throws made by Lance Chandler. He's got 4 points, and it is 28-22. And here is Evangel coming down, trying to get the last shot up there. See if they can extend the lead. Dorr out near the timeline. He is being heavily guarded out there. The clock down to 13. He's on the dribble right now. Goes left. Goes into the lane. Gets away. Sends it right corner. Trice for a three. Way too hard. And we got a whistle and a foul. And that foul is going to be on Johnny DeGima.
Oh,
That's his second foul. And Trinity, four seconds to go. They got to hurry. Chandler going all the way. Floats it up. No good. And the first half comes to an end. But you can tell the Trinity coaches, they're pretty pleased. Their team could have been down double figures, I think they think. And they've been able to battle back. Down by only six here at halftime, 28-22. And Glenn, I'll be back. We're going to be joined again by Jimmy Powell here at halftime when we return to Rupp Arena. We'll step out 90 seconds. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutch and Chevy Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutch and Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchesAuto.com.
Halftime of this final quarterfinal round game here of the 2024 Kentucky Healthcare Sweet 16. Look over there in the red sweater. There's the coach of Owensboro Catholic boys. Had a great career at Warren Central and spent a lot of time here in the state tournament. He's usually on the bench coaching, but Coach Harper's over there right now. He's just relaxing. He looks so comfortable, and now he's chewing on his fingernails. And
it's just part of it.
Jimmy Powell's with us right now. Jimmy, people say, can you give us the official title that Jimmy Powell has at the state tournament? So what is that title? And let me see on here. He is the you're just the event staff.
I'm just a event flunky, pretty much.
You arrange. You make sure people are where they're supposed to be, right? When they should be there.
We hope so. Yeah, we just whatever. I mean, we've got a lot of jobs. There's about four or five of us that take care. Basically, we're supposed to take care of the media types, kind of like you, in the back during the press conference. So we host the press conferences and make sure the players get there and the coaches get there and that the media doesn't do anything that would make the players upset and vice versa.
And then when the team that has just lost the game is coming out to get a trophy, you make sure they do get up off the bench and come out to get the trophy.
Yeah, we manage the kids. Yeah, it's just trying to make sure everybody gets there and gets where they're supposed to be and not delayed. We have it's a well-oiled machine, even though it may not look like it all the time.
It does. You're retired.
Yes, sir.
Living
17.
Living a good life in Florida.
Part of the time, yes, yeah. I try to get there as much as I can. And got to come back for this every year. You know, that's people say I'm a little bit crazy, but I like to come to the Rupp Arena and sit in 60-degree weather.
It is. Boy,
it's 80 outside, but it's going to be 60 in the Rupp Arena.
They keep it chilly in here, don't they?
You're exactly right.
Hey, what are you doing for you? Are you a golfer? Are you a fisherman? I mean, what do you like to do when you're down there?
You know, I'm pretty fortunate that there's a lot of good people that have decided to come down there in retirement. And we have about, there's probably 10 or 11 people that have places where I have a place and from Winchester. And so it's kind of funny that the Lexington Country Club is full of people from Mount Sterling, and the Heritage Palm is full of a bunch of people from Winchester. So, but we play golf and just enjoy ourselves. You know, I'm not a big pickleballer, but people like to play pickleball. But
it's really gaining, isn't it?
It's
We actually had the place we have down there is they are actually building four more courts, so we'll have six now, and you have to reserve them, and it's amazing down there. It's amazing. I was over on Captiva Island. A friend of mine has a place over there. We were over there looking at it. It got hit in a hurricane, and so we were checking on it, and we went by. They probably had 20 courts, and there was probably 50 people sitting there playing pickleball. It was unbelievable.
Wow. Have you Clark County's not in the tournament this year? Do you have a favorite?
You know, it's kind of like we got to go with the 10th region. We always try to keep the 10th region, in fact. So, I mean, I'll pull for most teams in the 10th region. There's maybe one or two. Montgomery County's not. I'll always pull for Montgomery if Clark's not in there. But there's a couple that I still can't really pull for, and we'll leave it at that. But, you know, it's kind of like everybody else. They'll find a fan favorite out here. You know, I think Harlan school there, you know, that kid was playing unbelievable last game. Scored, what, 40, 44, 46 points?
48.
48, so
fourth,
yeah.
Fourth most ever.
Right. Who was the most?
King Kelly has number one and three with 56 and 50, I believe, and then little guy down at Clay County, Richie Farmer scored 51.
Oh, okay.
And the 48 was the fourth most.
Okay. I didn't know. I'm trying to think if Chris Lofton had a big game here. I can't remember if he did or not.
I don't know if Chris is on that list, but hey, we'll check it here before you leave.
He had a pretty decent game, at least one decent game here.
Well, you know, there are times when a guy will make a three, and I'll say it looked like Chris Lofton. You know, when you hit a three that you think the guy can't make it, I could have said that looked like a Chris Lofton three probably about five or six times in that first game the kid from Harlan County.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing. I mean, South Carolina's got a prince there. I mean, if he does anything like he shows here, that's going to be a huge steal for them. But, you know, I want to ask you a question, Dan. Were you here when Paul Andrews hit his shot?
I was, Dave Fraley, and you know what I was, but for some reason I was not broadcasting that game when he hit the shot.
You were on the other side too.
Yeah,
the press row was on the other side.
Press row was on the other side, but I was up in the end zone somewhere. I think that night I was in those years I was helping a radio station out of the Eastern Kentucky the Mountains, and I didn't do every game, and I was not doing that game, but. Yeah.
You know, we were talking, I won't cut you off, we were talking the other day about this, and I think it was actually Tim Smith. I was on the radio with Tim Smith for our WMU there in Winchester, and we were talking about the way that the old state tournament looked with all the radio stations had their banners draped over the tables, and it was iconic. I just loved it. I thought it was just cool. Just showed how much community support you had throughout the state. Now it's all done on, I guess, was there about four radio networks here? Five?
There are, I want to think there are six left now. You've got the Schoolboy, you've got Cynthiana, us, Maysville, three from the 10th region, and then Hazard is here, and then there's Prestonsburg, I believe.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
So, but nobody left from the western part of the state that,
It was always interesting, I tell you. I know one thing. I don't miss having all the passing out the stats, and I really don't miss having all the computer monitors, because we used to load those out at the end of the tournament, and that was about an hour just for computer monitors. So I'm Bluetooth and online has really made our job much easier.
Only thing I can tell you is that if Danny Weddle were here, he'd say, oh, well, you know, Chris Lofton had so many, this many points in this game, but he did not have over 40 points in a game. Jake Ulmer of Scott High against Harlan County back in 2017. Ulmer had 41, and from the 10th region, Linville Puckett of Clark County 47. So he's now fifth. He dropped from fourth on the list to fifth, in a tie for fifth with Robert Brooks from over at Madison High. And I was at that game in 1970 when Robert Brooks scored 47 against Breathitt County. Manuel Forrest of Moore had 47 against Simon Kenton in 1981. And so
was Clark in the 10th when Limbaugh was playing?
No, he was in the. They were in the 16th.
16th, okay.
Yeah. And scored those against Somerset. Yeah, Clark was in the 16th until 1964. I'm trying to make sure I get that right. In 1965, they were still in the 16th. The 1965-66 season is when Clark and Montgomery came back into the 10th.
In the 10th,
That
gets me covered.
Yeah, that gets you covered.
Yeah.
I've covered all your years, you young retiree. You.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and I love to be a young retiree.
Your dad, of course, was he was in the, I just say he was in the chicken and egg business, and he loved it.
Oh, yeah.
And
over 50 years, he and then, you know what was funny is he kind of, you know, that just kind of, he just did it more to, you know, pass time, but then he got in the water business, and of course, he delivered water to the radio station, if I'm not mistaken there.
He delivered it to the bank where my wife works. So.
He delivered water till he was 84 years old. And those five-gallon water jugs weren't light. But it gave him something to do, kept him healthy. I mean, you know, he really was, you know, he did that, like I said, and after he said he just got tired. Of course, he had COPD, and that really hurt, you know, his wind. But, you know, it was more just for him to have something to do and stay busy, and he was never shy about talking.
Well, isn't it great? It's great to be able to do things that you just really enjoy, and giving your time to the KHSAA, they couldn't do it without people like you.
Well, yeah, they could do probably better without me, but I think the other volunteers do a really good job. So, but I've enjoyed it. We have a good time. It's like a family, and I mean, it's. I was trying to figure out the other day how many years, and I know I started when Brooks Downing was the SID, working the state tournament, and so and I know in 87 I started working the football. Play the stuff there. So
you're about to hit 40 years.
That's close. You do the math for me. I never was a math whiz. I was an ag teacher.
And nothing better to teach than agriculture, right?
Well, most days. Yes.
Great students in the ag department. Always.
I love. They're great kids. I do miss the kids.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy Powell, our guest here in halftime of the Sweet 16, one of the many volunteers. I really wanted to have Jimmy on because. Just to kind of showcase somebody who is like a lot of people that give a valuable time to take off from their time spent retiring down in Florida to be here at the Sweet 16 to make sure things run as smooth as they do. It's an amazing operation that keeps everything going. Jimmy, thanks for sharing time with us.
Dan, thank you. I appreciate you. And you know, You're kind of a goat here now, I tell you. We can't get along without you.
I'm an old goat, I know that. Hey,
I didn't say that.
We'll be back. We'll have stats for you before the second half gets underway. We'll return in 90 seconds.
Kentucky's notably home to hoops, horses, bourbon, and fried chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefit cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
In the first half of play for Trinity, They're led in scoring by Vassar with eight, four apiece for Chandler and Johnson. Berry with six, their total of 22. And for Evangel, 7 points for Tilly, 13 for Dora. He had a great first half. 4 of 7 from the field, 2 of 3 threes, 3 of 4 from the line, a couple of rebounds, a couple of assists. 13 for him and 7 for Tilly. Then 4 points for Bucati, who also had 7 rebounds. 3 points for Davier White and 1 point for Chautauqua. Their total of 28 there in the first half, and they lead it 28-22 as we get this second half underway. And Glenn, the pace of the game, the score, it's what Trinity wants.
Yes, it is.
But the lead belongs to Evangel.
That's right. Coach Miller won it in the 70s, but it's really what Trinity wants. But, you know, we saw what a six-point lead can go to last game.
Oh, boy.
No, I think Trinity was very happy going into the locker room.
Here we go. The ball is in Trinity's hands, and out on the perimeter, there's Vassar with it. Goes into the lane, sends it left side over there to Lance Chandler. Nothing there. Now Chandler throws it in the right corner and driving in and laying it up and in, getting open in there. Julius Edmonds for his first 2 points. And we got a four-point game, 28-24. The lead for Evangel. Tilly, or rather Dorr has it, dribbles off the right side. Vassar with him, man-to-man for Trinity. There's Tilly. Tilly looking, and floater in the lane, goes up, goes off the rim, rebounded. Left it short. Chandler racing down.
Oh, Tilly.
Taken away by Tilly.
Tilly stole it today.
Dorr racing down. Dorr goes all the way in. We get a blocking foul. Blocking. That's going to go. I was waiting for the official who held those hands up in the air and
the day
finally
of the,
brought them
the
down.
The day of the charge is gone, Dan. The day of the charge is gone. I'm not saying that was a charge, but there's an effort to get rid of the charge.
The foul is going to go against Alex Jackson. And on Jackson, that is Alex Johnson, I'm sorry. Oh, no, it is Alex Jackson. I mean, he got the foul. Dorr misses the free throw, though. Has another one coming. Dorr has only made 2 of 5 now from the free throw line, but he has 13 points to lead all scorers in the game. Senior looks good shooting free throws.
Yes, he does.
Nice base, and he knocks that one down, and it's 5-point game, 29-24, Evangel. Coming down, Chautauqua trying to go for the steal as he defends Vassar. Driving down, going for the basket. Blocked out of bounds by McCarty, but a foul is going to be called. I think it's on Dorr. They've called that wrong. They called it on Vassar and on the PA, and Vassar's on the other team. I think that was on number two. That was on Dorr, and that would be his first foul. Trinity with it. Jackson drives right side of the lane, cut off. Gives to Vassar. He drives into the lane, dumps it left side. Chandler can't do anything. Chandler goes up in the lane now from 13, missed it badly.
Wow.
Too much defensive pressure. Tilly, beautiful bounce pass to Chautauqua, sends it back out to Dorr, drives in, and he gets fouled and will shoot two. That was some impressive ball movement and good decision-making, even though they didn't get the basket by Evangel. And the personal foul is on Lance Chandler.
Dan, the best way to offset tough defense is to be quick but not rush. And it's easier said than done. And the pace that these two teams are playing at, excuse me for the strong P, but the pace that they're playing at is just it does cause you to rush and cause you to shoot hard off the board and to miss the shot.
Dorr makes a pair of free throws here. He's got the first 3 points of this second half for his team. 31-24, the lead back to 7 for Evangel. Chandler, who didn't start the game being as active as he is. I mean, he wants the ball now. You can tell. He sends it over on the right side. Jackson drives in, and reaching in to foul is Dorr.
Alex Johnson is a senior. The coaches really, they like him, and he takes ownership with what the instructions they give him.
Dorr gets his second foul in the first 2 minutes of the second half. Vassar to Chandler. Chandler out near the timeline. Tilly gets right up on him. I mean, Tilly's not afraid. There's a pass over on the right side of tender for Vassar, tipped out of bounds, deflected off of Vassar, and now be played by Evangel. Chandler's going to come out of the game and be replaced by Josiah Lawson, 6 foot junior.
Tilly has two fouls, and you, with the way he tenacious with his defense, you keep thinking the ref is going to call it, and they don't because he's not fouled. But he's shooting there. He just scored.
Tilly now with the basket there, and he has got 9 points, and it's 33-24. We'll get a timeout taken by Trinity. 5:43 left to play in the third quarter. The game they had closed. They were within 4 points, and now it's right back out to nine, and they want to talk about it, and we'll talk about some of the people bringing you our coverage of this 2024 KHSAA Kentucky Healthcare Suite 16. We're back in 1 minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Love all the support people that come behind these teams, and there's a guy, I don't know, he's a pretty big young man. He looks like he's got to be a football player, and he's a manager for Trinity, and he's all business, you know. He's got it organized. He knows the coach wants things to be as they should, and he's going to make sure it happens, and those people are pretty valuable. One of the great managers of all time was Bill Bramlett at Mount Sterling High School. There's Tilly knocking it away. Takes it away. Gets it. Goes down. Lays it up and in. Tyran Tilly out of the timeout. Boy, that's a backbreaker. You've taken a timeout, and you got the ball, and then you go back out and don't even get a shot.
Oh. I believe it's Charlie Horace. I believe the way he grabbed it. And of course, he has. You're talking about zero body fat.
Yeah, it's Andre Vassar who went down. He got fouled, but kind of knocked him off.
Left hamstring.
Oh, yeah, he's holding up that back part of his leg. And Trinity only has two timeouts left, and Coach Saxton asked that, and it's going to be a common foul. It'll be Trinity's ball to inbound down to the baseline. Alex Jackson is down there. I think Coach Saxton realized this is a bubble time, right? I mean, this is a time when they need to make a couple of plays right here the next couple of minutes. They have trouble getting in. It's knocked away. McCotty knocks it loose. Down on the floor. Picked up by Jackson. He looks, turns, floats it up on an air ball. Got a hand in his face at the last minute. McCotty rebounds it. Door down the left side. Going to race down all the way. Goes under and lays it up and in, but he got fouled out on the floor.
The whistle was still blowing when he was across the free throw line and still made it to the goal. Quickness.
Kerryon Berry got the foul, the sophomore, and it's a common foul. And now we're going to get back into the Trinity lineup, Lance Chandler. And he will come in to replace Josiah Lawson. Trinity is not, the player that's going to, kind of take charge a little bit for them offensively. Yeah. Has not been found in this game.
That's an excellent point. I agree with you.
Tilly has it right now at long range. Trinity trying to apply the right amount of defensive pressure, but if you put too much on, Tilly's going to go right by you. Tilly dribbles off on the right side very slowly, and McCotty posting up. Now Dorr takes it. Dorr goes into McCotty, right baseline, little bump, and They go back and forth, and then we get a whistle.
That was good.
And
defense.
A jump ball tying him up was Julius Edmonds.
He put the ball down low. That was a good call.
Possession arrow will keep it with Evangel, but essentially that's a turnover at some point in the game. 4:42 left to play here in the third quarter. 11-point lead for Evangel. Dorr dribbles right, goes down toward the baseline, circles back outside. Berry is really hounding him. Dorr goes right. He falls down, and we get a foul on McCarty.
Oh, that was an illegal pick? I didn't see. He was blocked out.
Connie said call for setting an illegal screen. I don't. McCarty gets on him. Personal foul number one. But the ball goes to Trinity. 4:20 left in the third period. Over on the left side, into the game now for the Shamrocks. We saw in the first half, Rocco Pfeiffer driving down the lane, and Berry puts it up and in. Berry made a nice move. He's scored 8 off the bench, a sophomore. 35-26. And there's Tilly goes up and nails an 18-foot jumper right on the 3-point line. And we get a timeout.
I believe he may have a torn hamstring. They had three of them had to carry him off.
37
he may have torn him.
37-26. Evangel with the lead during the timeout. We got 3:59 to play here in the third quarter. Can Trinity make a comeback? We'll find out. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Coming away from the timeout, Trinity raced down the floor, got the ball right into Julius Edmonds, who was fouled by Dorr. And Dorr has picked up, that's only his second foul. I thought he picked up two earlier in this quarter.
And he severely questioned that. If you saw him, he motioned the ref. Are you sure it was me?
Free throws up and no good, though, by Julius Edmonds. 6'6 junior, and changes made. McCarty is going to come out. Johnny DeGima comes in to replace him, and they also get Braden Trice in the game. Chautauqua and Tilly and Dorr are still in there, and the free throw is up and no good. The deep rebound tipped by Johnny DeGima to Chautauqua, and they've got the ball, and an 11-point lead for Evangel with 3:40 left here in the third quarter. Dorr dribbles right. Dribbles by one man, picked up, goes back inside, gets his shot blocked. Back the other way, bounce pass ahead to Berry, goes under, missed the shot, no foul called, and the ball is picked up by Evangel. Wow.
He was hitting the head by the defense elbow. Whoa, there's quickness by Trinity.
Now Trinity comes up with a steal. They're down. Berry, Chautauqua, they got him doubled. Out, and a three-point shot is up, and it's no good. Rebounded, back up and in. Off the miss by Rocco Pfeiffer.
Nice play by Rocco.
Put on in by Jaden Johnson. Much needed basket, 37-28. There's a pass over to Tilly. Wide open left side, missed a three. Rebounded out of there by Jaden Johnson. Long pass down, going under, laying up and in, and drawing the foul was Julius Edmonds. See who that foul is on. Trying to see, it's going to be on Tilly. So Tilly has picked up his.
Tilly,
there's been some changes being made.
Yeah.
Tilly gets his first foul, I believe.
That was a quick substitution, that run out.
But Edmonds with the basket and a chance at a three-point play, and all of a sudden it's 37-30, and it could be 37-36. We'll find out when we return. 2:51 to go. Third quarter, back in 90 seconds.
Jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
The Trinity cheering section trying to lift their team up. Here is Julius Edmonds at the free throw line. Did not score in the first half. Has 4 points here in the second half. Missed a couple of free throws earlier. Trying to complete a three-point play right here to make it a six-point game. He eyes it. He puts it up. It's no good. Rebound up in the lane by Dorr. Lead stays at 7, 37-30. Right side, Tilly drives in the lane, goes up from 13 feet, missed a shot, rebound. Passed up, caught that ball on the flat of his hand, didn't really get it off his fingertips. Rebounded by Trinity, brought down by Julius Edmonds, and here with the ball. Over on the right side is Pfeiffer. Driving into the lane was Berry. Edmonds down low, Pfeiffer shot blocked out of bounds. Getting in there with a defensive play was Davier White, the 6'4 freshman. I like Davier White for his complete game. I mean, he can shoot the ball well, but he does a little bit of everything. Entry pass, left corner, driving toward the basket. Berry flips it up, no good. Rebound taken by McCotty. I know that's back in the game. That is McCotty. He's back in for Johnny Tajima. Here's Gore with it at the hash mark left side. Dribbles across the key, now backs out in the center circle on the dribble, picks it up, gives to Tilly. We've got 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 37-30. Tilly drives in, left corner. Davier White missed a three but got fouled, and he's going to shoot three free throws, and that was Pfeiffer. Rocco Pfeiffer getting the foul call, and stepping up to the free throw line will be Davier White, who is 1-for-1 from the line in the game. He has 3 points. Chitapa, what a team player Chitapa is. He too. He's got 1 point in this game. I tell you, he's a great defender.
Oh, my goodness.
Free throw, he lips out on him.
I love his demeanor. And
another shot coming. Two more, in fact, for Davier White, and that one rattles out. He's missed two, and now it's a mental thing.
Yeah, he's a good shooter. I've watched him. I've keyed in on him on warm-ups, and I've remembered.
Oh, he's a dead eye for a freshman.
He's a dead eye.
Really strong for the three-point line. And dribbles three times, and he got it.
Three times, a deep breath, and release. That's the free throw classic.
38-30, minute 50 to go. Third quarter of play here. Edmonds comes out high, and he takes the ball. Door falls down. Open three, in and out. Put up over that right side by Jaden Johnson. Lead pass ahead. Door, left guard. See? Yeah, Dorr in the left corner buries the three.
Jacksonville State is looking at him. Dan, they've offered him a scholarship. They're I don't know what they're really focusing on Kentucky players.
Somebody that's 2 inches bigger than Dorr is. That's the thing, I think. And down the baseline, an offensive foul. And, boy, that gets the Trinity fans up very disgruntled.
Boy, was he working hard.
The foul is going to be on Edmonds.
This is the same. This ref. Coach Paxton's had three conversations over three calls. It's the same ref.
Well, he made the basket as he was falling down after the charge.
That's why it was so costly.
We have a potential five-point swing right here with 1:11 to play. They whip the ball down to Dorr. He throws it long down to Davier White. Didn't take the three. Bounces to Chitapa. In the lane, goes up, lays it up, and he missed it. Put it up too hard. Edmonds a rebound. Chitapa hit the deck coming out of there. Now Jackson with it. Look on the offensive end. He's being heavily guarded, and now we do get a foul call, and that'll be on Chitapa, I would think it is. Isaiah Chitapa picks up personal foul number two. Davier White has three fouls. He's the guy that's in the only guy in immediate trouble for Evangeldo, and here is at the free throw line. Alex Jackson puts it up and in. Jackson's first point since he made a couple of free throws back in the first quarter. And the lead is 10. Chitapa's going to get a breather. Gets a pat on the back from Coach Larry Miller down the way as he checks out. Guard Braden Trice is in there. Free throw good again. 9-point lead, 41-32. Evangel, Dorr down in a hurry. Right corner, driving in is Tilly. Got the ball stripped away, but a foul called. And that is going to be against Jaden Johnson. Johnson has his third. Julius Edmonds with three fouls. And Tilly is going to go to the line. That's five team fouls each way now. Everything for the last 46 seconds will be free throws on a foul. Tilly has 13 points on the night, and he puts a free throw up, no good.
Tilly can draw a foul every time he drives. Just because of his speed, then.
Yeah,
you don't have time to get in front of him. You're going to grab him.
If he were as fast without the ball as he is with the ball, he'd be the sprint champion of the Olympics.
That's true.
Free throw is up and good by Tilly. He makes the second one. 10-point game. 42-32. 43 seconds to go. Third quarter. Chandler dribbling. Hands it back. Jackson drives down into the lane. A floater from 10 feet. No good. And a blocking foul is called on McCotty, who picks up personal foul number two. Free throws are coming again. Alex Jackson is right back up there.
He's a good rebounder. He's not afraid to mix it up. And he's got some offensive moxie about him. He takes it up and takes it in. He hadn't been able to finish very well tonight.
Free throw is good.
Free throw, yeah.
He's got 7 points now in the game.
The coaches,
that's the lead to nine.
Like him. They love telling him what plays to run.
Makes another one. The lead is 8. 42-34 again. Trinity just manages to kind of hang around. Here's Trice on the offensive end.
Broken ankles there.
Oh, there's a three by Tilly that's no good. Too hard. Rebound. Picked up and racing out of there. Here comes Berry, but he throws it away.
Oh, my goodness. We're lucky that.
He went flying out of bounds. And Tanya Witt, the photographer from Mount Sterling, she just about got her head taken off. But
she's just laughing. And
She turned at the right time and got out of the way. I mean, he was flying. Ball to Evangel. 18 seconds to go. Long pass down to McCotty. McCotty now waits for Dorr to come get it. Dorr dribbles down the left side, dribbles all the way in, goes for the basket, gets a shot blocked by Julius Edmonds. It goes out of bounds. Touch last by McCotty with 7.4 to go. Trinity with his shot here, and they have the possession arrow. Can they get a good look? Chandler 6, 5, 4, 3, down the lane. He got, should have been an offensive foul, and they call a jump ball. He pushed off. He got into the defender and gave him a little nudge with his body to free himself up for the shot. Possession arrow. Well, that's a tough break for Trinity now. They get the ball back with 2.7 seconds to go. They lose the possession arrow to begin the final quarter. Pass comes in low to Edmonds. Goes up and banks it no good. Tried to tip it no good. And the quarter comes to an end. So a good ending for Evangel, I think, right there as they deny Trinity. And they'll have the ball to begin the fourth quarter when we come back. After you hear from the people who are helping you listen to our coverage here on WMST AM and FM and WMSTradio.com. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
We've got 8 minutes of action left here. Evangel with an 8-point lead, 42-34. If you heard us earlier, talked before the game, coaches talked. Evangel hoped the score would be in the 70s. They thought that was their best chance for a win. Trinity wanted a half-court game. We haven't had a half-court game. We've had a score like a half-court game. It's been up and down, but not a lot of points.
There's not a go-to offensive person, as you mentioned, on Trinity. They're very evenly distributed, but it's with their size and bulk and quickness offset by the defense of Evangel, they have trouble finishing underneath.
Vassar and Johnson and Berry all have 8 points. Berry's coming off the bench. They're the leading scorers on the other side. For Evangel, 19 for Dorr and 14 for Tilly. These guards, they are really good. They get good support from everybody else. And there is Davier White, who missed a three. Might have been partially blocked. And Julius Edmonds comes away with a rebound. Here we go. Edmonds beyond the top of the key against McCotty. Sends it left side to Jackson. He's being guarded by Dorr.
Uh-oh.
Dorr went for the steal, didn't get it, but Jackson takes it down inside, forces up a shot, hits the deck. Rebound, Dorr, going to go the other way. Dorr sends it to Tilly on the left wing. Tilly drives through the lane, goes up, and it rattles out. He goes and gets a rebound, comes back outside. Davier White, a little leaner in the lane, so good off the back of the iron. Jackson the rebound. Missed opportunities for Evangel. Long pass down the left side to Berry. But Davier White guards him. Berry goes in on the left baseline. Can't get a shot away to Jackson. Now with the ball, Jaden Johnson, his fall away. 18-footer is no good. Nobody under. Davier White picks up the rebound. Brett Saxton just kind of looks down at the floor as he stands up and says, hey, got to make shots. Here's Dorr to White. And now Tilly takes it out. Center circle. Being defended hard out there. That's Dorr, rather. Dorr with, goes down the lane, kicks it out. Right side to Chautauqua. Now Davier White comes to get it. Jackson defending him. White started to drive on him. Chautauqua down the right side. Off to McCotty for the jam. Got caught in there with a mismatch. And
such an unselfish player.
McCotty slams it home, and the lead is 10 for Evangel. 44-34. Left corner. Three, Jackson, in and out and in. Alex Jackson moves to double figures. Big basket right there. Boy, his team needed that. 44-37. We still got plenty of time. 6:03 to go. Game far from over. Evangel has been in control But hanging in there, Trinity. We'll be back in a half minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
This team beat Newport 76-71 in overtime. They scored 81 against St. Xavier. It's not that Trinity can't score points. I mean, this defense both ways has just been, it's been tough. Door driving in right side. Cut off, double team. Gets it back out. Davier White. Now, Door takes it. It's survival of the fittest in here. Door driving through the lane, through a bunch of players. We get a foul called. And it's going to be against Jackson.
Jackson.
Alex Jackson gets his third foul. Are they calling him Johnson on the...
Yeah.
I've got Alex Jackson. Maybe it is Alex Johnson.
It is Alex Johnson.
I've got a misprint on my sheet, so my apologies. It's Alex Johnson. Here is Tilly. Now into the game for Trinity. Avery Fresher. He's guarding Tilly, goes down and goes up and gets a shot blocked. And
Tilly does not quit.
But Tilly comes back and gets the rebound. They tried to knock it off of Tilly, but he recovers. Door down in the paint. Back out to Chautauqua. Bounces it in. McCotty turns, goes up, puts it up too hard. Davier White goes in. We get a jump ball and the rebound. And the possession arrow will send it Trinity's way with 5:10 left to play. We've had physical games all day, but no, we haven't had anything like this. This game has really been a battle. Better buckle your chin straps and make sure your pads are tight when you go down the lane, as right there we do get a foul call, and McConney didn't like that.
Look who called it.
A foul.
This ref was a foot away from the play, and the referee in center court called it. And this is the fourth contentious foul that he's called.
To the free throw line is going to be Carry On Berry. He's got two shots coming. He missed it. It rattled around. It came out. I don't know if his parents were thinking, now, son, when things get tough, just carry on.
Carry on.
K-E-R-I-A-W-N. Carry on.
That's a good song. Carry on.
Free throw is no good. The rebound tipped out, and it comes to Tilly. Those free throw misses are, they could have gotten within five. Now, here's Dorr over on the left side. Johnson defending him. I've made that adjustment in my mind now. There's Johnson, not Jackson. Dorr drives through. He falls down. We get a foul call.
If you fall, they're going to call a trip. I'm not saying that wasn't a trip, but if you fall.
And that foul is on Johnson.
And you got to be careful and make a determination. Are you going to check your luggage or carry on?
Let's
take arts and leisure for 20.
Yeah. I don't know. Carry on, my wayward son.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, we get a little moisture on the floor. They're taking it.
And somebody's here to take care of it. That's good.
They thank Glenn Leverage for pointing that out, that it would be awful easy to get somebody to get perspiration off the floor. Here's Door. Underneath, though, breaking wide open. Door with a good catch and a quick timeout by Evangel after it was laid up and in by Davier White. He got wide open. And the lead is 9 points with 4:39 to go. 46-37. Evangel trying to move into the semifinal round of this tournament tomorrow against Harlan County. We'll be back in a half minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Johnson's going to come back in with 4:39 left in the game. Then we get him back in, and he's at the table. And he can't come in. He didn't get to the table in time.
Wow,
so
on the timeout.
Here's Chandler in the game. Chandler's going to bring it down, being guarded by Tilly. Chandler out near the center circle, works off on the right side. Now it comes back, sends it on the left. Berry takes it, and Berry hands it off, but trying to get the three away was Frasher, couldn't. Now down the right side going, and the ball is off out of bounds by Chandler. A turnover. Turnovers in the game, I haven't mentioned much about it, but it has been a big difference. That is the 13th turnover against Trinity, only five against Evangel.
Distributing the ball, still looking for that go-to person can help them lower this lead, but good distribution, very unselfish, but no finishing.
4:05 to play, 9-point lead, and Evangel trying to go to double figures. Here's Dorr driving down the right side, cut off by Johnson, goes under the basket, back outside, Davier White, a three, in and out, rebounded by Julius Edmonds. He's down across the timeline in a hurry on the dribble himself. Gives it off to Berry for a three, good.
Now, Berry was set there. You don't see a Trinity with their speed. They don't square up and get set very often. They're shooting on the run. That's 5 seconds.
46-40, oh. And we got a timeout taken by Larry Miller down on the other end.
He barely got that in.
That'll be a full timeout.
One Mississippi, two, whatever it was.
Evangel Christian down to two timeouts left. Trinity has only one. We've only got 3:34 to go, but that could factor. 46-40, Evangel with the lead in the ball, and Coach Brett Saxon came over and he said, I think he was at seven. He said, hey, we got a timeout. We'll be back. See how this game's going to end up. Don't go away. 1 minute, and we'll return to Rupp Arena.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit ambergesfarmmachinery.com.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
As we come back to play with 3:34 to go, Evangel will inbound the ball. They got to come the length of the floor, and Trinity is going to pick up all over the floor. And here we go. Davier, White gets the ball in. The door back to White. White sends in the middle of the floor to Tilly. They got a three on one, and it's taken away. Getting down there is Avery Frasher to intercept that pass. Boy, that was a great play by Frasher. Little guy with a lot of quickness and here dribbling, going for the basket left side, and it's put up, and that was a block, but a foul called.
No,
that it's out of bounds. Yeah, it was White who came down out of bounds after that.
Yeah.
Jaden Johnson went up and got it blocked, and White got his hands on it to carry it over the end line. So here's Frasher to get it in. Frasher looking, sends it way out deep. Johnson. Here's Berry with it.
He's good at the three-pointers, too, Frasher.
And here's a three on the way that's no good by Jaden Johnson, but rebounded
by
Berry.
Oh, there's the three-pointer.
Down inside, and they get it in there to Johnson. lays it up and in. Alex Johnson with a bad field goal. And we got a four-point game, but a foul that is going to go against Jaden Johnson. I think that'll be his fourth. And we're going to get a timeout. It is 46-42. We got 2:55 to go. Momentum right now is a little bit with Trinity. But, you know, they are down by four, and they've trailed throughout most of this game. Don't go away. We had an exciting finish in the first game that went to overtime. We'll be back here after we step out 90 seconds. You're in tune to the Gateway Sports Network.
This is Josh Kaufman of Kaufman Funeral Home. There's a basic misconception in my industry that quality and affordability can't coexist. Many people think that spending a lot of money is a necessity in giving your loved one a proper burial. Let me show you how Kaufman Funeral Home can help you be proud of the final arrangements you make, at the same time doing it affordably. Stop by and see us at 315 South Queen Street or call 498-2273. Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, where quality and affordability go hand in hand.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have, are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Andre Vassar for Trinity is back on the bench with an ice pack, but we thought he might be coming back in, but apparently not. Here is Tilly for Evangel. Drives down, goes up from 15. Good. Boy, that's
well, a... You cannot stay with him. And he hits 50% of his shots.
48-42. Trinity trying to answer. 2:35 left. Way out on the right side is Avery Frasher. Gives and now... Johnson driving the baseline, getting open in there and putting it in as Julius Edmonds. Good power move by Edmonds, who has 6 points all here in the second half. Four-point game again, 48-44. In backcourt, Dorr being guarded by Frasher. Throws a long pass down. Chautauqua in the front court. Hands it to Tilly, and Tilly just backs away on the dribble out near the timeline.
Big possession here, Dan. Four-point lead.
2 minutes to play in the game. Tilly just trying to dribble time away, avoid the five-second count. They'll have to come double him or foul him, or he'll go right by him. Tilly moves in, got fouled from behind. And really, again, as Glenn said, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Fouling out of the game is Jaden Johnson. You know, they just can't keep Tilly in front of them at all, nor Dorr either. So Tilly fouls out. With 1:51 to go, Chandler, a little guy, comes in to replace him. And at the free throw line will be Tilly, trying to extend a four-point lead to six. Official Raymond Lightfoot waiting and hands the ball to Tyran Tilly. One of two from the free throw line in the game. Tilly has 16, free throw good.
Nice release. He's the package. He started out, he got elbowed on a missed free throw, and rather than grab his face, he took off, intercepted the pass from the guy that hit him with his elbow unintentionally before he got to half court.
Kelly's free throw good again. So those two free throws push the lead to six. 50-44, 1:48 to go. Driving, Johnson goes in, left-hand layup, no good. Xavier White saved it into McCotty, who's falling out of bounds. Then Chautauqua gets it, and we get a timeout taken by Evangel.
Man,
with 1:38 to go. They have had two, so they're each team now has one timeout remaining. It's 50-44. Evangel has the lead. They have the ball, and we'll come back and see how it ends up. after we step out 60 seconds.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Town & Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town & Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town & Country Home Decor.
We got a minute 38 to play here. One more team to join. Great Crossing, Lyon County, and Harlan County in the semifinal round of the state tournament. You got a Class A school in Lyon County. You got a big school in Great Crossing. You've got a parochial school coming from either Trinity or Evangel. And you got a Southeastern County school in Harlan County. You got to, you know, we're covering the state here at the state tournament.
Right. Geographically distributed. Watch out.
Trying to figure who's going to inbound the ball. They were lining four guys up and out of bounds, but now they're getting and they bounced it into Tilly. Tilly back to White, and they put it out of bounds.
He let in too much.
Davier White. You watch Tilly. He's thinking right now, they'll see. I'll come back and get a steal.
Yeah.
Here they bounce it in. Edmonds backs his way in against McCotty. Puts it up under the basket. Great defense. McCotty the rebound. They got him double-teamed under the basket.
Oh.
Finally gets rid of it. Out to Trice, long bounce pass down. Chautauqua lays it up and in.
Boy, that's back to eight. I'll stop there.
That might do it. 52-44, a three. No good. Rebound Chautauqua. Releasing Tilly. Tilly's going to go down, lays it up and in. And it's a 10-point game. Wow, just like that. Yeah, boy, those four quick points. We got under a minute to play. And a three is up and no good. Rebound is claimed by Davier White. Passes over to Chautauqua. Chautauqua across the timeline. They're going to... Oh, they call a foul there. He tried to rip the ball out of his hands. And here's White, and he got fouled, and they don't call that.
Oh,
and finally they do.
Call it.
Finally called the third foul.
What degree? I know, you know, everybody in here... As they exit tonight with this lead, they know that they're fouling deliberately, but why the refs can't see that, I don't know.
And look at the crowd. They are headed for the exits here in this final quarterfinal round game. Davier White only has 6 points, but he's played well. He missed a free throw. He's missed three free throws now, made only two out of five. Has one more coming. He can't believe it. He's a freshman, but they were at the end of the season. He's like a sophomore, but he's more like a junior or senior.
He sure is. What a freshman.
Shot is up and good.
If we were a betting man, we'd lose every dollar we had.
If you guess. 55-44 now. Frasher firing a deep three. It's no good. And rebound is grabbed by McCotty. Here's Dorr with it. They're chasing him. Dorr trying to dribble away. Ben sends it across the timeline. Tilly, a long three is no good. Rebounded by Johnson. 14 seconds to go.
Coach Miller won 70 points until he...
Driving down and hitting the layup is Johnson, but won't make any difference.
That's it.
That's going to do it. Time runs out.
Uh-oh.
Going down, and I think that was Dorr that went down and dunked it.
Wow.
57-46. Anyway, that's the final. The points count. The game is over. Handshakes are going on.
Coach Miller, 170. Oh, this.
Dorr is kind of hobbling down the floor. It's like, I think he's having a problem with a muscle cramp.
Surely it is. You're talking about a player they're going to need tomorrow. Oh, well, it's got to be a cramp. It looks like his left calf.
He's waving to the Trinity fans, too. That's a little, think maybe a little bit of bad blood there. I don't know.
Well. Louisville, very competitive.
They are competitive. Hey.
Region 6 and Region 7.
Don't go away. We'll be back and wrap this thing up for you. Get ready for tomorrow's semifinal round. We got the four teams that are going to be there. We'll return in 1 minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over 3 decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to assure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Gray Vassar, who...
How about that?
Didn't get to play much tonight, but had a great game last night to get him here to the quarterfinal round. And he wins the
all-tournament
all-tournament award.
And now the Trinity team will come forward to receive its quarterfinalist plaque for the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16.
I've never been to Trinity
and
High School,
but the team and coach come forward.
I wonder what
Trinity High School on a great basketball season. Congratulations, Trinity, on your quarterfinalist finish. And thanks to Morgan and Morgan for the continued support of the KHSAA.
27-8, Trinity bows out. Evangel Christian moves on with a record now of 31-6 into the semifinal round. The numbers in this game for Trinity, again, Alex Johnson, he had 15 points on the night. He is their leading scorer. I would have noticed it. Again, my apologies. I had him down as Alex Jackson.
Well, I didn't say anything.
And he was Alex Johnson. And Alex Johnson, you know, played for the Cincinnati Reds back then.
Yeah.
I would have noticed that. But anyway, Alex Johnson had a good game. 15 points, 4 of 9 from the field, 6 of 6 from the line, 3 rebounds, had an assist. Just not enough. Only 2 players in double figures. Berry with 11 points off the bench, 4 of 7 from the field. He had 3 rebounds. And then you drop down to 8 points for Vassar before he went out with a leg injury. 6 for Edmonds along with 5 rebounds. Chandler had 4 and 2 points for Jalen Johnson. Their total of 46. For Evangel Christian, they are led by Kyran Tilly with 20 points, 8 of 20 from the field, made a 3, 3 of 4 from the line, 3 rebounds. Christian Dorr with 19 points. He was 5 of 10 from the field, 3 of 4 from the three-point line, 6 of 8 from the stripe, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. Big game for Christian Dorr. Those two players with 39 of their team's 57 points. After that, it's down to Davier White with 7. 6 points for Ben McCotty, who had 11 rebounds. And Chautauqua, great defender, 5 points. He had 6 rebounds. And those were the points, the 5 guys who scored for Evangel Christian, as DeJima and Trice and Jimenez Conway played but did not get into the scoring column, as Evangel Christian moves on at 31-6. The Trinity Shamrocks are singing the...
All
alma mater, and yeah, All Hail Trinity. And as we as the fans drift out, boy, didn't they clear out across the way?
Gosh.
I mean, that was a rush like you thought they were giving away, you know, gold coins when you got to the top of the landing out there or something. I mean, the way they rushed out of there, nobody wanted to miss them.
I agree. I mentioned that in my grandson texted me. He said, turn around. I looked, and they were leaving, too, when they saw what happened.
Trinity made 16 of 44, 36.4%, only 2 of 11 threes in the game, 18.2, 12 of 18 from the line. Evangel Christian, 20 of 52, 38.5%. They made 4 of 15 threes. Not great, but better than Trinity was able to do it, 26.7%. They made 13 of 20 free throws, rebounds, 32-30. Evangel leads that. They had 9 assists for their 20 field goals. Trinity had 8 for their 16. Really, I think the big statistic was turnovers. 13 on Trinity. Evangel had 7. Points off turnovers were 8 and 8, but I just think the Trinity offense never really seemed to be very comfortable in operating against a very, very tough Evangel defense that... again, Harlan County will get to face coming up tomorrow. And we'll be right here for that. The points in the paint, Trinity 24-22. Points off turnovers, 8-8, as we said. Second chance points, 4-2 for Trinity. Wasn't much of that. Then fast break points, Trinity 6, Evangel 2. And I can remember the two Evangel got. They were big in the run. Bench points, Trinity 11, Evangel nothing, but the score was never tied. The lead never changed hands. It was Evangel leading all the way in this game. They led 12-8. They led 28-22. They led 42-34, and they win it 57-46 tonight. So moving on. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be right back here. Great Crossing in Lyon County. They will tip off at 11 a.m. We'll be on the air a little bit after 10:30. For the Warhawks and the Lions. And then at 1:30 tomorrow, it'll be Harlan County, the Black Bears, against the Eagles of Evangel Christian. Coming up tomorrow, Glenn Leverage is going to join us for the first game tomorrow, Great Crossing in Lyon County. And, again, we had a phenomenal performance in this on this day. Trent Noah, what a show he put on for Harlan County. Scored 48 points, fourth most points ever scored in a state tournament game for the young man who's headed to South Carolina, and he's put on a pretty good show in two games. And I was going to say, the one thing that nobody, you know, of all the records we talk about, Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak, and I don't know, whatever else you might want to come up with, Richie Farmer scored 317 points in the state tournaments, in his career state tournaments. You think anybody's ever going to break that, Glenn Leverage?
I don't know. I watched him. Shoot. He had a full beard in eighth grade. And, I loved that Clay County team.
Again, he is one of those three guys that still, actually he's one of two guys, because King Kelly Coleman has 56 and 52 points, I think, and or 56 and 50, and then Richie Farmer had 51, and now we got a young man in Trent Noah who has scored 48 points.
Speaking of Richie, that night when they were playing Mail and Allen Houston and against Richie, is that the night he got the 51? Or
yeah, that's the night he got the 51. It was Ballard.
Ballard.
And,
I was sitting right over there.
They double-teamed him. They triple-teamed him. They just couldn't stop him. But
Feldhaus made the all-tournament team that night. I had my young children here, I remember. And I remember today they referenced Ron King with Seneca.
Yeah, Ron King. And Ron King was with Central now.
Central,
and that was 40.
Central.
He had 44 points. So anyway, that's the story from here. We will be back with you in the morning. We'll join you a little bit after 10:30 for the opening semifinal round game. And thanks a lot for being with us, Glenn. Always a pleasure
to work with
you. Jeff West, our studio engineer. Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and our on-site engineer always. Thanks a lot to all of our sponsors and to those of you who have listened. We certainly have no reason to be here if you're not out there. And I hope we have described an exciting day of basketball for you. Hope you'll be back with us again tomorrow if you're not going to be right here. Till then, for our entire crew, I'm Dan Manley saying thanks so much for being with us. Again, our final in this last quarterfinal round game of Angel Christian 57, Trinity 46. Good night, everyone, from Rupp Arena.
You've been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergie's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.